Chapter 2. Reach coughed, almost retched, then gulped huge, shuddering breaths of icy cold air. "Emergency stimulation protocol complete," said the voice of Alexa through his subdermal implant. "Welcome back to the boon, Mr. Reach."
"Thanks," he mumbled, wiping sticky fluid from his face.
He couldn't see anything through the foggy canopy glass of his cryopod. "I do apologize, but Captain Bosa has ordered all personnel awakened with as much haste as possible. Therefore, I have initiated the emergency animation protocol. As part of the protocol, your body has been injected with several hormones and chemicals designed to assist your recovery from cryostasis. You may experience bouts of nausea, accompanied by headache, shivering, a crawling sensation on your skin, and several other minor symptoms."
"Sounds like a pharmaceutical commercial."
"These effects should pass quickly, especially with the enhancements made to the system and your body during your stasis."
"Enhancements?"
Reach spit out a glob of cryofluid that had rolled into his mouth. It didn't taste like anything, but the texture was unpleasant. "Yes," Alexa replied. "You should find the enhancements to your liking based on the data I have for you."
"What data?"
The canopy opened, allowing a gust of recycled air to wash over Reach's naked body. It somehow felt colder outside the cryopod. "I have extensive data on most of the crew members. Given your position as a civilian volunteer and the forms you signed, your advancements are significantly more numerous than those of the military assets and remaining colonists." Reach wrinkled his brow, trying to remember whether there had been anything in the waivers that said he'd be a guinea pig while in stasis. Probably. The materials he'd been given made the terms of service you got with a new phone look tame. Reach barely skimmed it. All he'd wanted was a way off planet, a chance to see the stars and miss the war. He looked down at his naked body. He'd been in shape prior to leaving. That was required of everyone, save those who were chosen solely for their brains, and even they were given extensive physicals. And he still looked about the same. Maybe he was a little more jacked than he remembered. He certainly wasn't atrophied.
"I don't know, Alexa. I don't look too enhanced down there."
"Sorry, that wasn't part of the program. These enhancements have more to do with cognitive abilities, reflexes, strength, stamina, and..."
"Give me a minute, Alexa."
"Of course." Reach groaned as he lifted himself to a sitting position. Nausea flared up all at once, but it was passing more quickly than it had during training. The confusion associated with coming out of cryostasis was not. He tried to shake the cobwebs from his brain.
"How are you talking to me here? I thought you had to be interfaced through the observation or bridge decks."
"Dr. Roman improved everyone's subdermal implants. Communication is now two-way without the need for external microphones."
Was all Reach could manage before a loud robotic voice announced,
"General quarters, general quarters. All hands man your battle stations." This was followed by a repeating tone that made Reach's blood fill with adrenaline. A widespread hiss sounded from the other cryopods as the rest of those in the same room as him began to emerge. These were mostly Rangers, but they looked just as sluggish and confused as Reach felt.
"What the hell's going on?" Reach asked.
"Captain Bosa has activated the general quarters announcement," Alexa replied, as though this were the most obvious thing in the world. "Your presence in the conference room is required as soon as you are able."
Why wouldn't Colonel Landry make that call?
Reach was asking the question rhetorically, but Alexa answered. "Colonel Landry and all of the Space Force officers died while in stasis. There have been a number of other fatalities as well. Captain Bosa is now the highest-ranking officer aboard the Boon."
"Holy shit."
Now even more adrenaline was pumping. Reach swung his feet out of the pod and onto the icy cold floor.
"Did we make it to Amir?"
"Yes, but there is a problem."
"Another one? What?"
"I am not at liberty to tell you what the problem is."
"Then why the hell'd you bring it up?"
"Captain Bosa will inform you and Lieutenant Sherman personally." Reach had to fight back the chattering of his teeth. He felt feverish.
"Let him know I'm up and on my way. Gotta clean up and get dressed."
"Affirmative." Reach stood and immediately had to steady himself. A few of the Rangers were now planting their feet on the deck, but most hadn't set up yet. Then something struck him.
Alexa, why is my pod in with the Rangers? This isn't the room I took the freeze in.
Your pod was moved here as part of an esprit de corps morale-boosting protocol.
Reach shook his head, unsure exactly what that meant in English, or how morale could be boosted when everyone was in stasis. He saw a man shaking cryogoop from his short gray hair, and though Reach had never spoken to the man before, he knew his name.
"For Sergeant Nash,"
the man responded as though he knew Reach just as well.
"Little busy, Reach."
Reach found it hard not being in the chain of command. Old instincts were fighting against his new role as a civilian. He nodded to the first sergeant.
"Roger, nothing important. Help get the men out of their pods and moving."
And now, here he was issuing orders. This really was going to take some getting used to. Thankfully, Nash didn't say a word. He just began rousing the platoon from their stupors. At the urging of their sergeant, the men moved with a purpose, quadruple time. Ranger time. Reach hurried as well, walking as quickly as he dared to one of the shower alcoves along the wall. He stepped inside, palmed the button to turn it on, and gasped as hot water blasted him from nearly every angle. The streams felt like needles scraping across his skin. After 5 or 6 seconds, he let go of the button. It would have gone dry in 10 seconds as it was, wiped the water from his face, and returned to his pod where he squatted to activate a panel underneath. Out popped the footlocker built into the unit. Reach pulled out his flight suit, but it was foreign in his hands.
What's this?
Instead of the blue flight suit he'd been issued, he was holding the battle dress uniform of a Ranger. Someone had gotten the footlockers mixed up, only... No. Reach's few personal effects were right where they should be.
"Alexa!"
Reach shouted above the wailing klaxons.
"You don't have to yell. Your implants allow you to communicate with me and others telepathically. How can I help?"
"My clothes."
The comment seemed funny now that Reach said it aloud. Rangers were scrambling about, and here he was crouched naked by his footlocker complaining about not having the right outfit.
"That's my doing," Alexa said. "I felt that the mission parameters would be better met if you were outfitted in full battle rattle." Please, you need to hurry."
That was true enough. Reach put on the uniform. It felt good to be dressed after being in cryostasis for nearly 40 years. With his boots on and locker secured, he strode from Cryo Hall 2 to the nearby conference room. Lieutenant Sherman was in the doorway and waved for Reach to hurry up.
"Come on, come on, come on."
Captain Bosa was already there. As soon as Sherman closed the door behind Reach, Reach stood uncertainly, wondering what his purpose was here. Whatever this was, it was above his pay grade. His role was to serve as a liaison between military and civilian leadership branches, operating as a diplomat and negotiator, assisting those tasked with running the colony, which meant civilian politicians and scientists for the most part. And none of those were present in the room. Just him, the captain, and the lieutenant.
"Where's Dr. Roman?" he asked. "Or any of the others?"
"Dr. Roman is having difficulty emerging from stasis," said Bosa. "As for the others, we're it. We're all that's left of command. We'll get into details about that later."
He activated a panel wall that doubled as a high-res display.
"Eyes on screen, gentlemen. We've got a situation. And Alexa, turn off that damned alarm, or at least mute it in here."
"Yes, Captain," the AI replied.
The alarm stopped.
"What's going on, sir?" asked Sherman.
The captain tapped at a tablet and the ceiling lights dimmed, making the wall screen easier to see. It showed a telescopic image of a mirror's surface. Reach recognized the world they were to secure for colonization. He'd seen numerous photos. Then the view zoomed in to show an overhead layout of a compound.
"Is that Camp Ohio?" Reach asked.
"It is," Bosa confirmed. "Or it should be, anyway. Notice anything wrong?"
"I do," said Sherman. "It's all jacked up. The buildings, they look like they've been attacked."
"That's my assessment as well," Bosa said, his voice grim.
"Who could have done that?" asked Reach. "No one beat us out of orbit, did they?"
"Not that we're aware of, but my belief is that Rupak somehow beat us here,"
How is that possible?
Sherman asked.
CENTCOM put out a top-secret alert to all Allied commanders about some potential missile launches they detected a few months before we left. RUPAC claimed it was communication satellites. Our people didn't believe it for a second. The number of satellites RUPAC had orbiting Earth was already in the thousands.
You're saying they knew about Amir? Reach asked. And launched their own colony ships before we launched ours?
RUPAC had enough spies inside Washington, Sherman noted sourly. It would be a surprise if they managed to learn about our plans for Amir, but they didn't have colony ships capable of leaving the solar system.
Actually, we think they did, Bosa said, not bothering to explain who the we was in this situation. Maybe Alexa.
CENTCOM never got a firm reading on RUPAC's colonization efforts, but there was a theory that they were sending individual colony ship parts out of Earth's orbit, one at a time, to a staging ground beyond our attention, and then assembling that ship for later use. It's only a theory, however. We don't know for sure.
Shit, Reach breathed, staring at the camp. How much of a head start did they have on us?
We don't know that either, the captain replied. But obviously, it's enough for them to have beaten us here, and Alexa's systems are detecting planet-side capabilities sufficient to bring this ship down before we have a chance to land the Boon. But we do have a contingency for this. That's why the Boon was loaded with a Ranger company. It's time to open our official orders. For this, I'll need both of you.
Captain Bosa walked around to the other side of the short table. He removed a key from his neck, unlocked a glass case on the wall, and pulled down on the lever inside. A second panel clicked open, revealing a glass screen with the outline of a human hand. The captain placed his palm on the biometric screen and waited for it to beep, verifying his name and rank on its display.
Sherman, you're next.
Reach went last. When he removed his hand at the confirmation chime, the biometric panel retreated back into its housing and a series of tumblers clicked and clanked. Yet another panel popped open, this one revealing the end of a tiny tube.
That's a small safe, Sherman observed.
Captain Bosa reached in with two fingers and extracted a rolled piece of parchment.
Every square inch of space is needed for something in a ship like this. Waste not.
He unrolled the document, scanned it, then read aloud.
Date greetings, salutations. Here we go. In the event that RUPAC forces have established a foothold prior to your arrival, you are hereby ordered to destroy the enemy forces and re-establish control of Camp Ohio. You may use any means necessary to achieve this goal, following standard U.S. military doctrine. The preparation of Camp Ohio is of paramount importance to the successful completion of this mission. Army combat engineers and relief in the form of Marines will follow in 3 weeks' time. Additional colonists will arrive on Amir 10 months after your landing. Do whatever is necessary, legal, and proper to ensure not only your survival, but theirs as well.
Bosa's tone grew concerned, almost frustrated as he continued reading, hurrying through the words.
The second ship is named Longmire. Marines and engineers. Its AI has orders to send us a signal 10 days before their arrival in system so we don't shoot them down.
Reach looked to Sherman, who stood stone-faced and unflinching, but bothered.
What?
Reach asked.
This is nothing, Bosa said. We know all this. I saw this document prior to departure. I'm having a hard time believing that this is what was locked up. Alexa?
Yes, Captain.
Has anyone tampered with this safe?
Not to my knowledge.
Bosa ground his teeth. Reach leaned around the captain's shoulder to read the document for himself.
Ends on a personal note. We're counting on you to make this happen, and I haven't the words to express my appreciation for your courage and efforts. Godspeed and good luck.
And look who signed it.
Reach whistled.
Straight from the president.
That was certainly a first for him. He imagined the same was true for the two officers with him, but they didn't seem particularly awed.
Well, our orders are clear, gentlemen, if not new, Captain Bosa said. But I intend to set some restrictions on them. This won't be a damned free-for-all. You kill what needs to be killed. Destroy what needs to be destroyed. Anything beyond that needs to go through me. Anything we break in the fight will take considerable time to repair, assuming that's even an option. We aren't arriving on a thriving and self-sustaining colony, we're building one, so let's keep that goal in mind and not make things unnecessarily difficult on ourselves.
Sherman tilted his head slightly.
What's the word on prisoners? Each one is going to cut away at our rations, which, as you know, have been exactingly calculated.
I understand that, Lieutenant. Conventions aside, I'd like to see us capture a few of those Rupak bastards if possible. Getting some idea of their number, purpose, and location on Amir will go a long way in preparing ourselves for the arrival of Longmire. We are assuming a Rupak threat is high, but until some serious S2 comes down the pipe, expect the unexpected. And as far as rations go, we now have some to spare, he finished grimly.
Sherman nodded.
How do you want us to do this?
Bosa brought up a topographical map of Camp Ohio and laid it over the telescopic image.
Take down the heavy haulers,
the captain answered, brushing his fingers across the viewscreen's display to show where he wanted the haulers to land.
They're tough enough to survive small arms fire, but this entry point and landing pattern should keep you clear of that. Alexa performed sensor scans and launched planetary drones. We're not seeing any anti-aircraft or heavy concentrations of Rupak, but there is considerable vegetation cover. And something did ping us in orbit prior to our waking. Alexa determined it may be a weapons system capable of bringing the boon down. So we're going in.
Yes, sir, Sherman answered.
The man showed no nerves. He seemed excited about the upcoming fight. Reach found himself wishing he were able to be involved as well. He was familiar with strategic game planning and was good in a fight, but that wasn't why he was brought on this mission.
First platoon will lead the primary assault on the compound and then set up defenses, Bosa continued.
Yes, sir.
Sherman failed to hide a half smile. It was obvious the man lived for moments like this.
Second platoon, the captain said, turning to Reach. We'll participate in the assault with the objective of capturing the communications array.
Mr. Reach, if you're able, I'd like for you to go down with them.
Captain? Reach asked, surprised.
Whatever malfunction resulted in the deaths of our Space Force brethren also visited some of my Rangers. Third and fourth platoons are KIA. Second platoon is at 80%.
Reach, given your combat ability and based on what Alexa has told me regarding your enhancement procedures, I want the additional gun in the fight. First Sergeant Nash will assist you.
Two full platoons lost? Reach felt sick to his stomach. He looked over at Sherman, who looked much the same. The sudden blow had to be impacting him much harder. And yet, Reach found that he could bring all their faces to his mind. How is that even possible?
I know this is a lot to take in, but we have a job to do, Bosa said.
Sherman straightened immediately, but Reach stared at the image on the wall screen for a moment. This was not what he had been expecting when he walked into the room.
Captain, he said at last, of course I'll do what I can, but it doesn't look like there's a communications array left down there to capture. Look at the holes in that thing.
Maybe not, replied Bosa, but those are your orders. Get there, secure it, and the moment fighting is over, get your people to fixing it because we need that thing operational. Let's make it quick. Orbital drop by hauler. Hit them hard, and end the fight right then and there. Any questions?
With silence as his answer, Bosa gave a grim nod.
I'm designating the assault group as Task Force Hatchet. Let's move quickly. Several of our sensors and instrument panels are down, which makes us an easy target for any Rupak ships near our orbit. I want you and your platoons on the ground sooner rather than later. Godspeed, gentlemen.
As Reach entered 2nd Platoon Squad Room, the men snapped to attention. That was unexpected. Alexa had surely told them that he was joining the platoon, but they were behaving as though he was taking over command. That wasn't what Bosa had asked of him. But here they were, looking at him expectantly.
At ease, he said,
the words coming naturally and without thought.
Report. All present and accounted for,
said 1st Sergeant Dennis Nash.
Ready to go kick some ass, sir.
Nash was equal parts teeth, claws, and brains. The kind of relentless NCO a young officer like Reach needed if his platoon was to perform optimally. He was the heart and soul of the unit. Bullets and beans.
Knew you would be, Sergeant, Reach said.
He tapped the control panel to close the door behind him.
Everyone gather around. Here's the situation.
He waited for the shuffling feet to stop.
I'll get right to the point. Rupak beat us here.
That brought on a brief flurry of confused questions, ending with Corporal Drew Ramirez exclaiming,
What the hell, sir?
Sergeant Nash quickly took control.
Focus.
Reach let the silence sit for a moment before starting anew.
The answer is that we don't know how, and it doesn't matter. They're here. They've taken Camp Ohio, and from the looks of it, they've done a typical RUPAC bang-up job of keeping it maintained.
In other words, they fouled it up real good,
Nash grumbled.
Exactly.
We'll make them pay for it, sir. Won't we, boys?
The rest of the 24-man team erupted with a loud hoo-ah.
Here are the rules of engagement, direct from Captain Bosa, Reach said. Kill what needs to be killed, capture those who surrender. Try to preserve as much of the camp as possible in the fighting, but don't get yourself killed trying to keep four walls on a hab.
Reach waited to see if Nash had something to add, but the platoon sergeant only gave a fractional nod.
Go ahead, kid, you're doing fine.
Okay, primary objective is to fight our way to the comms array and secure it. Looks like RUPAC busted it up rather than co-opting it for their own use, but we're to save and secure whatever's left.
The comms operator, Specialist Brent Turner, raised his hand.
Whatever's left. So we'll have to focus on repairs?
Why the hell do you think we brought you, Turner? Corporal Ramirez boomed. Sure as shit wasn't for your shooting.
Second platoon roared with laughter at that, jostling Turner and forcing the specialist to push up his glasses.
I shoot fine, Turner said to his fellow Rangers. I shoot fine.
Reach allowed himself a half smile.
Captain Bosa wants us to hold the comms array and get to work on repairs as soon as is practicable. Sergeant Nash will oversee security, and if necessary, we'll break off squads to assist 1st Platoon. We'll be inserted via heavy haulers. I want 2nd Platoon jocked up and ready to drop in 15 minutes. Listen to 1st Sergeant, and do not make life difficult on those Space Force sailors who are piloting you down. I'll join you there.
Sergeant Nash turned to his troops.
All right, you heard him,
he bellowed. Reach stepped out of the way as the soldiers scrambled into line and began running through the hatchway. Nash gave him a tight-lipped smile on the way out. Reach allowed his eyes to drift over several still-spinning chairs within the squad room before following.
You did a good job, Reach, Alexa announced in his ear.
Alexa, what's going on? Reach said. I'm not there, LT. I shouldn't be leading them.
Yes, you should. Trust me.
Reach gathered his weapons and donned his armor in record time, beating the rest of his platoon to their boxy transport by a full 2 minutes. As the men loaded themselves onto the hauler, Reach stood outside, Nash by his side.
Have you noticed your men having any effects from cryo? Reach asked.
Nothing negative. As a matter of fact, I'd say they're moving faster than I've ever seen them move. Looks like that 40-year nap did them some good.
Extended rack ops. I noticed that, too. In myself, that is. I definitely feel stronger. What about you?
Yes, sir. The same. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel about as good as I did after Ranger School, and that was a long time ago. The doctors never said anything about this. I'm not complaining, sir. It's just unexpected.
Agreed.
The pilot arrived a minute later, looking tired. He shook hands with Reach and First Sergeant.
You can fly this thing, Chief? Reach asked, hooking his thumb over his shoulder at the heavy hauler.
It wasn't a combat craft by any stretch. It was more like a flying box truck, meant purely for cargo.
I can fly every ship or ship-like thing we've got, the warrant officer said. Can't promise a smooth ride, but I'll get you to the surface.
Reach nodded. He wanted to ask just how many had perished in the cryo incident, since Bosa hadn't given any details. But the pilot was occupied enough as it was, probably feeling lucky to be alive.
We'll be ready to go inside,
Reach said, turning with Nash to enter the hauler. As he stepped aboard, he moved to tap his microphone control, but it wasn't there. He had a moment of panic before he remembered what the ship's AI had told him. Alexa, he said.
Yes, Lieutenant Reach, she replied through his implant.
How do I open a private communication channel to Lieutenant Sherman?
I can set up your comms any way you desire, sir. You can control your communications implant without need of an interface.
Reach thought about how to do that, and had a vague sense of it, but he couldn't seem to figure out exactly what to do. I'm having trouble, he said.
There are external controls, Alexa said. Simply tap your implant the number of times you have assigned for each communication channel.
And when I'm wearing my helmet and can't reach my implant?
Then tap your helmet. The implant is linked to your thoughts. Think of the tapping as a trigger. Eventually, you'll be able to just think the action. But for now, those thoughts may have to come with a physical action to get you going. We're getting technical at this point, but the procedures have all been imprinted in your mind.
Reach paused to consider, and found that she was right. He couldn't remember her ever telling him, but he did know somehow. That's creepy. Okay, set channel 1 to go to the captain, channel 2 for my platoon, 3 for Nash, 4 for Sherman, 5 for everyone at once.
Done. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
How did Roman make these upgrades while we were asleep?
The upgrade is software-based, she replied. It is likely that Dr. Roman forced the upgrade via each pod's direct interface to its occupant's implant.
Hold on, Reach said, stepping away from the ship so he wouldn't be overheard. Likely. Are you saying you don't know?
That is correct, Lieutenant.
Weren't you awake, monitoring the ship and steering us here the whole time?
I am not sure. It appears I suffered some minor damage during the flight. Dr. Roman is assessing it now, and I expect repairs to begin shortly.
Not crazy about hearing that, Alexa, Reach whispered.
Neither am I, Reach.